give God some praise for our music ministry tonight, for our musicians. Bless the Lord. Bless the Lord. We're thankful unto God. You may be seated in the presence of the Lord. Would you help me warmly welcome, sharing with us musically tonight, all the way from Minneapolis, Minnesota, Minister Donnell Davis. We're glad to have you. Come on, give God a hand clap of praise for him. Welcome him to Baltimore tonight. I'm so appreciative, ladies and gentlemen, for all of you who are here on the night. But allow me to thank God publicly for another year of life that the Lord has granted my mother, Reverend Dr. Cecilia Bryant. Give God some praise for her. Tomorrow, she and Bishop Bryant will be preaching. We're having one service tomorrow, 12 noon, one service. Amen. So you can sleep in tomorrow, amen, until 11 o'clock. Then please get up, amen, and make sure that you're here to share in our first communion of the year. Ladies and gentlemen, we got challenged this week as a church empowerment temple did, amen, in a fitness challenge against Bethel AME and Reverend Dr. Frank Reed to see which church is in better shape. Amen. And we've accepted the challenge, and so we're going to be meeting every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday at Garrison Forest School, 5:30 to 6:30 a.m. or 6:30 to 7:30 p.m. Monday, Wednesday, and Friday. I need all of you there on Monday. We're going to have a weigh-in. Amen. At the beginning, and then not your individual weight, but we weighing in as a whole church. Amen. Amen. Some of y'all got nervous. Amen. So we're going to weigh in as a church, and then see where we are at the end of this process. I think we're going to 4 weeks in this process. So I hope that you will share with us in that. January 13th, ladies and gentlemen, your church is hosting the largest citywide job fair in the history of Baltimore. Somebody give God a hand clap of praise. January the 13th from 9 a.m. to 1 p.m. 9 a.m. to 1 p.m. Make sure that you are present and accounted for on January the 13th. Let me also air for you that on this coming Monday, we begin our 40 days through the Bible, January 2nd, all the way until February the 10th. I'm going to be talking about it in more detail, but I believe that if you read a chapter a day for the first 40 days of this new year, something incredible and impactful is going to happen to your spiritual life and your discipline, and I want you to be a part of it. How many of you believe you can give God one chapter a day? One chapter a day. One chapter a day. I really believe that we're going to see explosive things happen. On this coming Tuesday will be our very first Bible study for the year. I want all of you to make sure that you are present and a part of it. I think it's going to bless you in an incredible way. One of your New Year's resolutions ought to be to gain a closer walk with the Lord. Amen. How many of you want to be closer to God in 2012 than you were in 2011? So please make sure that one of your to-do things on your list is to make sure you are a part of Bible study this coming Tuesday at 7:30. Look at your neighbor, tell them, start the year right. Start the year right. Amen. Our music ministry is going to lead us in a sermonic selection, and then we're going to the word of the Lord. Give God a hand clap of praise for them as they come.
Amen. Can we get all the worshipers just to lift their hands and just begin to worship God right now? Come on, begin to fill this room with worship right now. Tell the Lord how much you love him, and tell him how wonderful he is and how awesome he is. Come on, let's worship him right now. You're such an awesome God. You're such a great God. God, I give you praise for bringing me through 2011, and now you're about to bring me into 2012, so I have to give you praise right now. Come on, let's worship him. Lift your hands, let's worship. God, you're so awesome. There's none like you, Jesus. We give you praise, we give you glory, we give you honor. Come on, with the fruit of your lips, come on, worship him. Worship him. Come on, worship him. Come on, worship him. You tell him how much you love him. You tell him how awesome he is.
Hallelujah.
Glory to your name, God.
Glory to your name, Jesus. Glory to your name, Jesus. Glory to your name. Come on, Lord, sing.
Trial.
For every trial,
you see.
Come on, would you thank him for every mountain? Come on, I can't hear anybody. I said, would you thank him for every mountain? Come on, would you thank him for every valley? If he didn't bring you through, don't say anything. But if God took you through the mountains and through the valleys, you ought to be giving God the highest praise. Would you stand to your feet right where you are? Stand to your feet right where you are. I believe the Spirit of God is in this room tonight. I believe the presence of God is in this room tonight. Musicians, very softly. I don't know where you are in this room. I don't know where you are in this sacred space called sanctuary. But there are those who are seated amongst you who in earnest would have to testify, this year I come through some mountains. This year I've been through some difficult valleys. Pastor Brian, I don't know how to explain it other than to say, if it had not been for the Lord on my side, I don't know where I would be. As I was sitting there hearing the choir, the Lord said, Jamal, rearrange even in this moment, because there's somebody who needs to get saved right now. There's somebody who needs to accept Jesus Christ as the Lord of their life right now. There's somebody who needs to become a part of this ministry right now. I said, God, I haven't even preached yet. We haven't even gotten to the word. He said, I know, but my word has already spoken. I can't hear anybody in here. My presence has already been experienced. I don't know where you are, very softly, musicians. I don't know where you are in this room, but in this moment, everything in you is telling you, you cannot live in 2012 the same way you lived in 2011. And everything in your spirit is telling you, you need to surrender to God before you step into the new year. I don't know where you are. I don't want to embarrass you. I want to empower you. But this is one of those life-defining moments that you'll never forget. On the last day of 2011, I got my stuff together. On the last day of 2011, I stopped living for me and I started living for him. On the last day of 2011, with a made up mind, with a clear conscience, I said, for God I'll live and for God I'll die. Before anybody moves, before the choir even sings another note, but I don't know where you are. If today you're saying, Pastor Brian, I don't even know how you figured out that I'm who it is that you're talking to. But in this moment right now, I want to get saved. Right now, I want to join this church. Right now, I can't wait. I've been feeling something percolating in me all day. I didn't know what it was, but I feel a peace in this moment that God has arrested me for this season and this opportunity. I want you to get out of your seat and come meet me at this altar. I want you to begin coming even right now. I believe God for you, that you came through every mountain for a reason. You came through every valley for a reason. If God did not have plans for your life, you would not have survived. But because there is something awesome he wants to do for you, something awesome he wants to do in your life, he saved you, he preserved you, he protected you, he fought for you. Even in this moment, I need somebody to give God some glory. The reality is, you're not that smart. You should have lost it a long time ago. You don't have that many contacts, but God has been standing in the gap. I don't know where you are, but I need you to make your way. I need you to push your way, even right where you are. Come on, praise team. For every mountain he's brought me through, I need you to come even right now. I need you to come even right now. Empowerment, you ought to be clapping your hands for this harvest. Come on, you ought to be clapping your hands for this harvest. For every trial, he saw me through. Empowerment, clap your hands. They're still coming. They're still coming. I need you to thank God for families that are coming. For families that are being saved even right now. Praise team, almost in a whisper. I'm waiting just for five more people to come. I don't know whether you're in this balcony. I don't know whether you're in the last row. I don't know whether you just heard slipped in from the last row. I don't know if you came as a guest to somebody. I don't know if somebody was nagging you to get here. But tonight you have a date with your destiny. Tonight God is breaking down every wall, every barrier. He's breaking through everything that's been trying to block you this year just so that you can walk into 2012. Here comes one. I'm waiting on four more to come. Empowerment, if you give God the glory. I said if you give God the glory, he'll open up the floodgates. I'm waiting on four more of you to come. Here come number two. Here comes number three. When that fourth person come, here they come. Somebody give God some glory. Somebody give God some glory. Bless the Lord. Do me a favor, please, right where you are. And I'm going to the Word. I want you right where you are. I need you to make a 360. Your front, your back, your left, your right. If there's anybody in your immediate circle who you do not know, I want you to ask them right now directly, are you saved? Do you have a church home? Have you given your life to God? Everybody move and talk to somebody. For every mountain, oh, he's sing hallelujah. Shut your right hand to faith. Repeat after me. You're in the right place at the right time. Joining the right church. Serving the right God. Doing the right thing. And I know that's right. If you know I'm right about it, give God some glory. Those of you who are at this altar, would you follow us out this way? I want to just put some information in your hand and you're coming right back for the Word. Empowerment Temple, would you give God some praise for souls? Come on, give God some praise for souls being saved. Come on. Come on, lift up your voice. A shout of thanksgiving even now. Hallelujah. Would you get your Bibles and go to Isaiah 44. Isaiah 44. I ask that every person would please stand right where you are. Isaiah 44. We're thankful unto God for all of our visitors who are yet sharing with us. We're honored for your presence and we pray that you'll be a repeat offender. Amen. And make sure that we see you before Easter. We'd love to see you again tomorrow at 12 noon and next Sunday, 7:30, 9:30, or 11:30. Pastor Ham, I'm glad to have you in worship with us tonight before you go to your own service. Isaiah 44, verse number 2. Once you found it, once you say, I got it. This is what the Lord says. He who made you, who formed you in the womb, and who will help you. Would you look at the person beside you and tell them he will help you? Do not be afraid, Jacob, my servant. Jeshurun, whom I have chosen. Do not be afraid, Jacob, my servant, or Jeshurun, whom I have chosen. You may be seated. I want to preach for a little while tonight with your prayers, but more importantly with God's presence, using as a subject, it's gonna be straightened out. It's gonna be straightened out. Somebody needs that word tonight. Would you look at the person beside you and tell them whatever is out of order is gonna be straightened out by midnight. God, y'all just missed that shout. I said, whatever is out of order is going to be straightened out by midnight. Ladies and gentlemen, the founder and famed physician of the Hippocratic Oath is believed to be the first practitioner of physical therapy. He began the practice in 460 BC, utilizing the principle that physical therapy is identifying and maximizing the quality of life with movement potential. Physical therapy, my dear brothers and sisters, encompasses physical, psychological, emotional, and social well-being. It is the medical field's position that movement can be restricted by what's going on in the mind and the conditions of one's emotions can paralyze your dexterity. If your mind is stuck and your heart is fractured, your progress will be amputated. Movement potential is assessed and diagnosed on the goals that are agreed upon between the patient and the therapist. The therapist has the trained eye to see what the patient cannot, because so many times the patient's perspective is blurred because of pain. Because of the pain that they have been, in fact, forced to live under, they believe they can only move so far. Physical therapy, ladies and gentlemen, includes exercise, manual therapy, education, manipulation, and intervention. And one of the key proponents of a physical therapist is learning how to manipulate the muscle to stretch it beyond where it is so we can move past pain into process. The goal of therapy is to prevent the loss of mobility, to develop maintenance, and to restore maximum movement. Movement, ladies and gentlemen, is often threatened by aging, by injury, because of an accident, disease, or even environment. C.T. Vivian, the great stalwart of civil rights, said that there is no movement if the people aren't going anywhere. That in order for there to be a viable movement, there has to be some activity. Movement is the act or the process of advancing. The civil rights movement spanned from 1955 to 1968. Was aimed at progressing the American people beyond racism and discrimination towards equality and justice. marching was used as an image and a symbol of movement to remind the people that they were going somewhere, even if they couldn't see the goal. It was the keen insight of the civil rights architects to make the people march so that they could feel progress under their feet. To just have an assembly would denote being sedentary, but to march means that all of my limbs are going in the direction of my mind. The movement, ladies and gentlemen, pushed us from the back of the bus to owning bus companies. The movement brought Brown versus Board of Education into the public spectrum. The movement brought freedom rides to allow polling stations to be open from Mississippi down to South Carolina. The movement oversaw the Fair Housing Act of 1968 so you could not be discriminated based off of the color of your skin if your character was in the black. We need therapy, ladies and gentlemen, because the functional movement of civil rights has in fact become detained. If the definition of being healthy is the ability to move, it would suggest to us that from 1968 to 2011, the joints and the limbs of the black church and the black community have in fact developed an acute case of arthritis. Because somehow or another, we have stopped moving. 47 million Americans, while I am yet speaking, work for less than $10 an hour. Because the movement stopped moving. The prison rate from 1970 to 2011 has in fact skyrocketed to 470% because the movement stopped moving. 86% of our daughters who are strippers and prostitutes have become so not to go to school but under their own polling question so that they can buy nice stuff. Because the movement has stopped moving. For every 40,000 black men who are in prison for drugs, only one is in jail for political activism because the movement has stopped moving. More black people voted in 2011 for American Idol than they did for the first black president in 2008. Because the movement stopped moving. African Americans earn on average $611 a week when their Caucasian counterparts earn $765, and we are satisfied because the movement has stopped moving. Something has happened, ladies and gentlemen, because we no longer have the activity of our limbs. And canvassing through our community is somewhat mindful of Ezekiel's daydream, asking of the Lord, can these dry bones live? Because the movement is not moving. We're reminded tonight of a man by the name of Jacob. And Jacob went through a critical process in his life because he had to come to grips of his own assignment and his own call.